The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. When he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountains to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage. It is I, do not be afraid." He got in the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Thomas Aquinas points out that before talking and expounding upon a topic, to try to define the terminology before. Because sometimes you say something and someone with that word has a totally different interpretation. For that reason, the great English Christian writer C.S. Lewis last century wrote a book called The Four Loves. What he did was he took the four different interpretations of love in the Greek language, where you have eros, philia, storge, and agape. So the Greeks actually have four different words for love. So I think that it's important that we define what we're talking about before we expound upon it. As if you you ask people in the world what love is, you're going to get a lot of mundane paganistic interpretation, which are diametrically opposed to what love is for Christ. As you've been listening to in the first reading, love, first of all, is related to obeying. If we obey God, then we love. But love also is related to... I once asked my mother what love is, and I thought that she gave the best definition I've ever heard. And she just gave one word. I said, "What is love?" She said, "Sacrifice, not bad." I think that's the best definition I've ever heard. One word. Right away she said without thinking, "Sacrifice." You got a family of 9 kids and, you know, all these sacrifices you have to make. That's really what love is. I'd like to tell you a couple of stories of love from the lives of the saints, with your permission. One of my favorite saints is Saint Anthony Marie Claret. When he was about 7 years old, he had a strong temptation to hate his mother. Yeah. Strong temptation to hate his mother. And his mother was probably a holy woman, and he as a little kid was already living a life of holiness as a child. So his confessor asked him, "What do you do?" And he said, "Every time I'm tempted to be mean to my mother, I try to show double love toward my mother. Do you tell your children that? Tell your boys that. This is a saint now. What most kids will do, they'll just follow their feelings and they'll say whatever comes to their mind, and that's obviously the bad spirit. And the confessor, he's probably 8 years old. The confessor almost fell off his chair. How could a little kid that's 8 years old be doing the agere contra? It's the agere contra. So that was love. Love was saying no to a temptation to be mean. That's love. That's love. Let me tell you another story. It's a little bit longer, but it's worth listening to, by Fulton Sheen. You've heard of him? Okay, tell us of the story, just a little bit of context. He was the head of the propagation of faith. Now it's called the missionary branch in the church. So he was the head of the whole missionary work in the whole church. That was given to him, I think, by Paul the VI. So he had to, you read his writings, he's traveling all over the world. He mentions the story of something that happened in the south of this country, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, one of the southern states. And a woman approaches him and says, "Please visit my husband. He's dying of cancer of the face." You probably never even heard of that, never seen that before. It's pretty rare, but it's a very painful suffering, cancer of the face. And she told Fulton Sheen, "By the way, my husband is very mean, very angry, he hates priests, but I want you to go." So he accepted. So he went there the first time, and the guy said, "Get the heck out of here." So we prayed for him. Came the following day. The first day was there for 20 seconds. The second day was there for about 40 seconds. "Get out of here." So he kept visiting the man every day, and every time he'd visit, he'd add an extra 30 seconds. So he visited the man for about a month, and he kept visiting him, talking to him, praying for him, sacrificing for him, offering up many sacrifices for this man, because the man was dying. So he arrived one day in which either Sheen had talked to the nurse or by divine intuition knew that the guy was going to die within 24 hours. So he said, "Look, Bill, you're going to die. Why don't you accept Christ into your life?" He said, "Get the heck out of here. Get out of here." Sheen said, "But I just asked you to do one thing. Say this: Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me." So Sheen left, and what he did was he told the Lord, "Lord, if you convert him, I will build a chapel or a little church here in the south." It's a sacrifice. So you're going to build St. Peter's Chanel? Easier said than done, huh? He said, I will find the means by which I will build a church here in the south." What a sacrifice. So the following day he arrived where Bill was, and the nurse said, "He died last night." But the nurse said, "It's interesting, before he died, he was saying over and over and over again, 'Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me.'" So love is always related to what Mrs. Joan Broome said, my mom, sacrifice. Some of you have read the Diary of St. Faustina. Have you? What did Jesus say to her? Hey, Lord, Faustina, you want to save souls? You got to pay. You got to be willing to sacrifice. That's why many parents come in complaining about their children who have left the faith. Most children leave the faith when they go to college. Most. Probably 70%. I don't know the exact statistics, but you send your kids to a public college, they don't lose their faith, you should be surprised. But we don't want them to lose their faith. But I think parents today, many are just very naive. Or they don't know the university ambience or milieu. They're just naive. Maybe if you were born in another country, you don't know the American system as well as maybe someone who was born here. So what happens if you have a son or a daughter that has walked away from the church? It doesn't always happen just like this. They come to me, what I say, okay, you really want to convert your son or your daughter? Yeah. Okay. Yes, yes, Father. Whatever. Okay, we're in the beginning of year 2020. Go to Mass every day for the whole year. What? I'm not finished. I want you to say four rosaries a day. Join me and Father Larry. And Friday, bread and water. Then I'm going to talk with Father Antolini about this problem. You got to pay. You got to pay. What is the most famous convert outside the Bible? Obviously, St. Augustine, right? Hello?
Yes.
St. Augustine. You know how old he was when he was converted? 31 years old. If you don't believe me, read the Confessions. How was he converted? Rosa? By the prayers and tears and sacrifices of who? St. Monica. 31 years. It's a long time, isn't it? But that was the greatest conversion in the world after St. Paul and resulted in countless graces. Now he's possibly the greatest writer in the Catholic Church with Aquinas, known as the Doctor of Grace. The Doctor of Grace. So being an English major, I like language, I really believe it's very important before you're talking about a topic, define what you're talking about. Love can be used in many different ways. 1964, Sunday night, I was sitting with my mom and my dad, my older brother, watching the Ed Sullivan Show. And I heard, here they are from Liverpool, England. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. The Beatles, okay? The Beatles. So they sang a love song, didn't they? It's not the same thing as looking up at the cross and seeing Jesus shed every drop of his blood for us. Two different interpretations of love. One is the worldly interpretation of love. The other is love manifested by Jesus Christ. So if you really want to see a beautiful symbol of love, no greater love than to give one's life blood for the ones he loves. Amen.